You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Some Springfield misconnections on Craigslist. People trying to find love or each other or... Actually, we don't know sometimes what they're after.
Well,
we find out with you guys.
I have read some very interesting ones.
Okay, what's the latest?
All right, well, this is in Mountain Home, so pretty close to here, right?
Mountain Home, Arkansas.
It's called A Missed Opportunity. This is kind of a short novel, so bear with me. About 2 weeks ago, I was in Vision Express looking at frames. You came in to pick up your glasses. You wore shorts and a t-shirt, typical working guy. You sat down and waited patiently until I could get to you. Tried not to look at you, but damn, you were cute. I continued to look at frames, but had my mind on other things. Oh, that rhymed. They brought your glasses, you tried them on, and I don't know how, but they actually made you look better. I started to leave, and you were right behind me and said something to me, and I was totally speechless. I wish to hell I would have taken you up on that offer, but for some reason, I couldn't speak. I started for my car, but then I ran around to the other side of the building to catch you and talk to you, but you were driving off in a pickup. If you read this...
This is very dramatic.
It totally is. If you read this, tell me what you said to me, who else was in the lobby, and what he said to you. Damn, I wish I would have said something to you. I think you are a hottie, and I want to get to know you.
All right, is this like a girl for a guy, or a guy for a girl?
I guess. I don't know. The guy. There's a guy that's a hottie at Vision Express in Mountain
Home. Okay, so this is a girl writing this.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean... It sounds like a girl wrote this, right? It's long.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point, though. I don't know if guys are writing that much.
I don't think so. So
really good observation.
I guess they had a connection. I hope they find each other.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It is very nice. This happened in Bentonville. It's called, "Ma'am, you left a note and smiley face on your check at the restaurant. You were in Northwest Arkansas for a couple weeks. There seemed to be a connection. I wish you had left your number. Message me if you see this. We could have some fun while you're in Northwest Arkansas." And then the end of it just says, "just a server." So it's a server at a restaurant, but he felt the need to put "just a server" at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he put a smiley face on the ticket.
The person left a smiley face on the check.
Oh, so the
and
server.
And he's looking for the server's looking for this person, this girl who left a smiley All face right. on his check. Well, if you're going to leave a smiley face, leave your number. You know? That's a tease.
No, it's not.
Okay. Oh, it's not?
I think we all know what that means. And that means the server wants a tip.
Oh.
And not that tip, sir. Okay? She wants a tip. That's it. She wants money. That's why she puts a smiley face, or "you're a great customer," or "I really enjoyed serving you," smiley face, Diana, or whatever her name is.
So you think this guy is reading too much into it?
110%! It's like going into like Hooters and thinking you're going to take the waitress home. Like, it ain't happening, man. Like, give her money. That's what she wants. That's where the smiley face is.
That is true. So this happened at the Ozark McDonald's on Route 14, just up the street in Ozark. Around 7 p.m., met at the cashier inside McDonald's. I let you go first. I was waiting for a coffee refill. Started talking, but we were interrupted by the cashier. I should have taken the chance. You look fine.
All right.
That would have been a good story to tell the kids. Like, oh, we met at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would be a sweet story. Well, too bad.
Especially, if you're... It's late time to be drinking coffee.
That is a late time, actually. You make a really good point. I don't trust that guy. Mm-mm. Stay away from that guy.
I don't know if I would take it that far, but it's kind of late in the day.
It is.
All right.
This happened in Rogers, Arkansas, at Gearhead. We were at Gearhead today around 1. I held the door open for you, and we made crazy eye contact. What color dress were you wearing?
What's crazy eye contact? Because when I think of crazy eye contact, I'm picturing like a serial killer. Like, I'm thinking like Charles Manson eyes.
It's what?
That's crazy
eye
contact.
It's what you do. Okay. But like, you can tell when someone's interested in you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You lock eyes from across the room.
No wonder I'm single, because I'm doing crazy eye contact.
You're scared of them.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.